I just want to add to this and to the introduction that he is the one that restores. He restoreth my soul. That's a shepherd in the psalm of the shepherd and the sheep. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And Munir quoted the verse in 1 John, another verse, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He knows his business. In the case of a believer sins, then the advocate takes over. He is the one that is able to restore. He washes the feet. He did that with the disciples. He's able to do this from glory. That's the work of the advocate. Did Naomi sin? She sure did. We just heard about faith. That which is not of faith is a sin. That was not an act of faith. It was an act of unbelief. And therefore, she needs to be restored. She left, and we heard that several times, the house of bread, and she went to Moab. Moab means, and maybe Brother Alfred knows better than me, but it's also in Arabic, means like father. Like Moab, like father. And Brother Jake mentioned yesterday who was his father. Actually, Lot was his father and his grandfather. A strange combination. So it was wrong from her. It was sin. What could she do? It was a famine. Is God able to take care of his people in the middle of the famine? Actually, the famine is one of those things mentioned in Romans 8. What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, sword? Yea, in all these things we are more than conquerors. In the middle of the famine, is God able to provide for his saints? Can I rejoice in the middle of the difficulty, the circumstances? We are studying in Willowdale the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. And we came to joy, and it was mentioned, can we rejoice in the midst of the sorrow? No doubt. Sorrow is not the opposite of joy. The Lord was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He tasted all the sorrow that you and I can go through. He never lacked joy. He's a man of joy. The joy is the fruit of the Spirit. So we cannot say at any time that the Lord lacked joy. But the opposite of joy is grumbling, dissatisfaction, unhappiness because of the circumstances. But the Lord is able to bring joy in the middle of the famine of Bethlehem. Look at the prophet who said once at the end of his prophecy, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the oil, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, no herd in the stalls. Very grim, very dry. He looked around him, and everything was dry. So he looked up. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord is my strength. He shall make my feet like hinds' feet, and he shall make me to walk upon my mountains. You know, the mountains that appear before us, the Lord is able to make us walk on them, to subdue them for our own benefit. The story ends with a beautiful ending. She comes back with Ruth. She sinned. She went away, as we heard, full, and the Lord brought her back empty. But He brought her back with the fruit, with a blessing. And can we say that my mistakes, my sins, is able to bring back fruit unto God? Yes. Absolutely. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Romans 5. And then, as sin has reigned through death, so grace would reign through righteousness for eternal life in Christ Jesus. And then immediately he says, well, shall we sin that grace may abound? Is that a license for me to sin? Was it right for her to leave Bethlehem and go to Moab if the end was a blessing? If she brought back a Ruth with her, if that was a blessed ending, is that the right thing that she did? No, not at all. The apostle answers this. Shall we sin that grace may abound? He said, no. We that are dead to sin, how shall we ever live thereafter? It's not a license for me to sin. But God is able to take my mistakes, my sin, and to work out that which is for His own glory. If you don't want to believe this, go to the cross. The cross is the solution for everything. What was at the cross? The whole world was against His Son. They crucified the Lord, and God is able to take that most wicked act and turn into His most blessed thing for Himself and for man. So that's what He did in a small measure with the mistake of Naomi. He restores her. Yes, He's able to restore her. And He's able to work things for His own glory from the mistake of Naomi has done. Blessed be His name. God works in a mysterious way.